For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri's highest paid state employee is set to earn more than $3 million next year. MU football coach Gary Pinkle agreed to an amended contract through 2020 that will pay him $3.1 million per year with added incentives for success on the field. That's a $300,000 raise from his old contract terms. Pinkle's new contract makes him the 11th coach in the Southeastern Conference to make $3 million per year or more. USA Today database reporter and editor Steve Berkowitz has done research on why SEC football coaches are earning such big paydays.
Some of these guys have become very desirable and marketable guys, even outside of college football. There was interest from pro teams in Kevin Sumlin, and in order to keep him, Texas A&M gave him a new contract that's going to pay him $5 million a year.
Even with the new contract, Pinkle is only the eighth highest paid coach in the SEC. Pinkle passed Don Faurot last season for first on MU's all-time win list with 102 wins. Five other states are joining Missouri's fight against a California egg law that would prohibit the sale of eggs produced by hens kept in cages that don't meet California's size and space requirements. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster filed a lawsuit last month against the measure set to take effect next year. The five other states joining are Nebraska, Alabama, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Iowa. Those states and Missouri produce 20 billion eggs per year, and 10% of that production is sold in California. The state attorneys general contend the California law violates the Interstate Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution by effectively imposing new requirements on out-of-state farmers. The Missouri House has passed a supplemental budget for the current fiscal year. It includes $5 million for the unaccredited Normandy School District in St. Louis County, which would go broke by the end of the current school year without the money. About a fourth of Normandy students have transferred to other districts, and Normandy still has to pay their tuition and, in some cases, their transportation as well. Democratic House member Michael Butler of St. Louis supported the provision.
Hundreds of students are now actually going to be able to graduate from the school they started out in and feel the need and have the ability to not have to worry about going to college, not have to worry about how they're going to be viewed for the rest of their life because of their senior year at Normandy High School.
The bill specifies that the $5 million would not go directly to Normandy, but to state education officials. The supplemental budget passed the House overwhelmingly, but it must also make its way through the Missouri Senate before it can be signed by the governor. A master plan drawn up in 2008 by MU's Department of Residential Life recommended vacating and demolishing the University Village apartment complex by 2011, citing various building deficiencies. The deck connecting upper floor apartments in the 707 building collapsed on February 27th, displacing the building's residents and killing responding firefighter Lieutenant Bruce Britt. A cause of failure report written after the incident indicates that the metal deck and support beams were heavily corroded and portions of the concrete were severely weathered. It says that water and chlorides combined with freeze-thaw action had deteriorated the concrete so much that it could no longer bear its own weight. Residents say they've been told by ResLife that the collapse could not have been predicted. However, the ResLife master plan and other documents obtained by KBIA show that MU officials had been aware of the poor condition of the walkways for years. MU professor Tina Bloom is among the creators of the One Love My Plan app, which is aimed at college-age women who are in abusive relationships. While the funding came from the One Love Foundation, the development and research for the app came from the staff at the University of Missouri, Arizona State University, Oregon Health and Science University, and Johns Hopkins University. Bloom says women between the ages of 18 and 24 are at greater risk for violence in a relationship.
It's an age group that, you know, often doesn't reach out to hotlines or shelters, but, you know, many of them have smartphones, and many of them will talk to a friend.
According to the National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey, one in three women in the United States have experienced rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner in their lifetime. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.